I'm here with Sarah. She's got a slightly interesting story about the fact that she never used to live in Sully. Where did you used to live?
I used to live in Baghdad.
Yeah. So you used to live in Baghdad and now you live in Sully. What's the reason behind that?
Well, actually, when I used to live in Baghdad, when I was 8 years old, I was kidnapped. Yeah, and in 2005 we immigrated to Sully. And the reason behind that is because they threatened us. No, see, if you don't leave Baghdad, we're going to kill you. Yeah. So I was on the way to school, just another day. I said, "Mommy, I don't want to go to school. I don't like school." But she was like, "You have to," and stuff. So on the way, there was this car. Like, men started coming out and with guns in their hands. And they, like, start shooting the car. And the windows broke and everything was so, I don't know, blurry. And they hit the driver, you know, shot him, I think. I can't really remember, but next thing I know, they were taking me, and I was, like, screaming, and I was struggling, but they managed to take me. And in the car, there was a gun aiming at my head. They said, "If you scream, you're going to die." So I was 8 years old. All I can do is shiver and cry. So I passed out, you know, because they hit the gun to my head. And I woke up, I was at a house in a room. They said, "If you scream, try to run, do any move, you're dead. We're going, and not just, you know, dead, we're going to torture you, then kill you." They were real terrorists, you know. Back then, they used to slit throats, so I was really scared. And they sent a pair of my sneakers to my mom. Yeah, they said, "You see, this is your daughter's. If you don't pay a ransom, she's going to die. And next time when we send the pair of sneakers, her legs are going to be in it." Yeah. I stayed there for 7 days. And I was really upset because, you know, I had a fight, you know, with my mother before I go. I was like, "I don't want to go to school." And she was like, "You have to." I didn't want her to feel guilty. I said, "I don't want her to feel guilty for my death if I died. So I'm grateful that I'm alive. Because if I died, maybe she would have felt guilty and been really sad. I don't want her to feel guilty. So I'm just grateful that I'm here, living, alive. Yeah.
That's an absolutely amazing story. You're clearly a very brave girl, so that's just very incredible.
I'm just glad that it's over with, and yeah.